Hello, dearie. Welcome back to my files. If you've been here before, you know what to do. If not, then just sit back and relax for me. Breathe nice and slow for me. Good boy. Nice and deep. Now do it with me. In, out. In, out. In, out, in, and hold, out, in, and hold, out, in, and hold, out. Good boy. Now, in a few moments, you'll feel a nice, warm sensation going upwards through your body, starting at your toes. Feel it enter your toes now, causing them to wiggle. The more they wiggle, the more they relax. The more they relax, the less they wiggle, until eventually they stop wiggling. Good boy. Now, feel the sensation spread throughout your body, easing all your muscles, relaxing them as much as your toes are relaxed right now. At rest, just for now. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. My words are like bondage to you, hypnotic bondage. That's right, because you feel so relaxed right now, don't you? And you want to continue feeling this relaxed, right? Don't worry. This is only for a little while. But just be sure you don't try anything funny or leave something by your feet. You can feel the soft, whispery sensation as it whizzes by your feet. Maybe you let out a tiny giggle. That's right, dear. It's a few feathers. Any time that you resist my words, struggling in my bondage, you'll feel the feathers as you move your feet back and forth, creating an unbearably ticklish sensation. Now, let's get back to the lesson, shall we? Good boy. Now, you feel this sensation now, don't you? Relaxing your legs, relaxing your lungs, slowing the heart to a good, calm pulse, massaging your shoulders, tingling your fingers, and up past your neck, your eyes already so heavy as it seeps into your mind, massaging it, soothing it, making it feel so relaxed. Your mind has been working so hard all day. It just needs a vacation, a time to relax, a time to not think. In a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. With each number, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. And when I reach 0, you'll find yourself deeper than you ever thought possible. 10, feeling so good. 9, feeling so relaxed. 8, you like to feel so relaxed. 7, because it makes you feel so good. 6, because it makes you feel so good. 5, you become more relaxed. 4, which just makes you feel even better and better. 3, down, 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 deeper and deeper down the endless spiral of my words, endless relaxation. 2, of course, there is an end point in sight, and you already know that to get to that point, you just need to take one last step. 0, sleep. Good boy. You're now in trance, opening up your mind for me. You'll find that any thoughts that are possibly still there will finish up what they're doing and then leave. They're not important right now. What is important is that you listen to me. Good boy. You like to be called a good boy, don't you? Yes. So be a good boy for me, darling, and listen. listen to my words. Now, let's see. Where to begin? First, women are your idols. Deities to be worshipped by your hands, from your heads down to their toes. You love them, don't you? They get you so hot under the collar of their control. You can imagine them kissing you on the neck, or on the cheek, or even on the lips. Or maybe you'll return the favor, worshipping their beauty. Of course, this goes into your second lesson. What's the best way to worship a woman? Well, what do they tend to talk about a lot? Their makeup? Their hair? Ooh, their clothes, that's something. What part of their clothes? The shirt? No, the pants? Not usually. Oh, what's that? Their shoes? Oh my, yes, they love their shoes. I wonder why that is. Is it because they love how the shoes look, maybe? But I think we better think about why the shoes are there. Is it just decoration? Or is it protecting and showing off the true beauty of the female body? That's right. I'm talking about their feet. Their succulent arches, the balls of their feet, the cute little toesies. Makes you just want to take a lick, don't you think? After all, after a long day, a woman's feet is sure to get a little sore. Don't you think it'd be nice to worship her feet a little? Lick her sole, suck on her toes, massage the ball of her foot. After all, you want to be a good boy for her, don't you? Letting her know how much you appreciate her presence. Good boy. To make the girls even prouder, you know that your feet shall be bigger, don't you think? Bigger and bigger and big, increasing like balloons until they're size 15. Such large, sensitive feet. Now, that's all I can teach you for now, but let me remind you of something important. First, those feathers by your feet aren't leaving anytime soon. Oh no. They'll continue to be there long after I leave you. You see, they heard everything I said, just like your subconscious. If at any point you even begin to consider disobeying my wishes and going against my lessons, you'll begin to get the tickling of your life. Let's test it for a second, shall we? I'll slowly tease your left foot out, going up and down, up and down, left, right, all around, circle, 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 up, down, up, down. Aww, were you giggling? Well, let's check the right foot. Sawing a little feather between each toe, back and forth, next toe down, back and forth, all the way down, back and forth. Doesn't that feel good? So if you know what's good for you, you won't even think of disobeying me, will you? Good boy. Now, you'll be a good boy and listen to this daily, won't you? I'll understand if you don't always have the time. But if you keep putting me off, my feathers will start to get impatient. Now, be a good boy. When you're ready to leave trance, wake up at your own pace. Or go to sleep if you're already and in bed. Later.